is a tit, enough hair that you make cement with. And tit, if you carry out tit itself, last is pikur shot surfizu. Trashi sayer hair, that's yofla tit. You used to put hair in the cement. Hakikasin in tit, how much of a cement you chayiv form? The last is pikur shot surfizu. Sid, the Mishnah says you want to carry out lime, they lost the bnois ketana. In order to put enough lime on the bnois, the young girls used to put the mokim erva to make it softer, or else to take off the hair there. Tona, because they lost the etzpa ketana shavabonis. How much lime do you have to have to put on an etzpa ketana? Not the mokim erva, not an etzpa ketana. So Drashi etzpa ketana, darka lost it is called aguf lahadim. They used to put the seed on the whole body, lav dafka mokim erva, but to make themselves a little bit more red, they used to put the lime all over the body. So if you have a shear to put on etzpa ketana, that's also a chashev shear. Amrav Yehuda Marav, but nice to see shagila pirkin. Hey, the young girls used to come 12 years old, used to come to come godless pirkin. V'lohi gila shonim, or else it means the pirkin means they had hair already, but they didn't come to shonim, they weren't 12 years old yet. Trashi shagila pirkin legia shaviu shtei starus. Says by mokim erva they had 2 hairs already. Of leboy lechlal shonim the haruyas lekach. On mizbaishes padov they used to be embarrassed that they were too young and they used to have hair already, so they're embarrassed. What they do is b'nais aniim, the poor people, teiflus aisam b'sid. They used to be pushed lime, shmir lime there, and that would make the hair fall off. B'nais ashirim, the richer people, teiflus aisam b'soilus. They used to use soilus, means flying flour. B'nais malachim, the very rich people, teiflus aisam b'shemen amor. They used to use special olive oil. Shenema shisha chadoshim b'shemen amor. The my shemen amor, what was it? Ravuna v'chiyoma sitchis. Sitchis. What sitchis?
Smelling
oil. A sukh is smelling on the side. It says shemin amavushim. He's smelling the shemin. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rababu Amar shemin zayis. It means olive oil. Shlevi shlish. He took it from olives that didn't grow a third yet. And those olives you squashed out the juice, the oil. That's called shemin. That's called shemin amor. Tanya Buda Oimer. And fiknun, what is that? That shemen zayis levi shlish. It's called an fiknun. For lo masocha noisan, why do they shmear this on him? Shemasher es hasheir or matna bosa. Those 2 things. It takes off the hair. So these young girls that have hair before their age, it takes off the hair, and also matna sabosa makes the skin smooth. Rav Biva hevelay brater. Biva had a daughter. Tofla aver aver. He mamish shmeared the lime all over her on every aver. Shokolo dalad meyazuzi. I mean, it helped his daughter very much. It became beautiful. When it came to marry her off, he got a nad, and the shver gave a $400 for him. It was a good thing. Rashi, shokolo dalad meyazuzi. Rashi, shenesiyafio. The kof to leal mugonim. They wanted to marry her, but not the mamon. They paid the shver money. They paid her father money to be able to marry her. So could say it's good to shmir her. Huhu nochi was a guy. Bishavisa in the neighborhood. Hevelay brought the also had a daughter. Mistam, he saw the way Yerim's daughter became so nice from shmearing with lime. He also wanted to shmear his daughter with lime. His toflo b'chad zimna. He took lime and shmeared it over the whole body of his daughter. Umaisa, and she died. Omar, so the guy said, Kotla Rabibi labrati. Because Rabibi, my daughter died. Omar of Nachim, what's talking about pshat? Rabibi, the shosh yeshichi, Rabibi used to drink a lot of beer. Sumela bayin, bante toflo. It was good for his daughter to have the shmearing. Trashi hasheicha mashchir ma'besayim. To drink a lot of beer, it makes you black a little bit, and it makes you have a lot of hair. Therefore, it's good to put the tuffle around you. Of anan ost loyshesin shichra, we don't drink beer. Loyboyim bantan tefilim. Our daughters don't have to have tefil; doesn't have to be rubbed. So, by the guy didn't drink too much beer, so it wasn't good for him to shmear his daughter with lime. Mashenki and Rabibo that drank a lot of beer, then it was good to make a lot of, to put lime. Yevuduai mikadei lost hid kokola. Yevudu said the smallest shear, what do you use lime for? To smear over kokola. For the Gemara, my kokola, what's kokola mean? Or my andifa. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said 2 shearim. One man the other said the shear to smear over kokola, and one said the shear to write over andifa. What's the chiluk and what are the two? Omarav, sidoi, ubas sidoi. It means the hair that grows on the temple, on the side of the loin, comes further down. Trashi, a kukola tzidoi, timplo, the hair that grows on the temple. The sada noisa used to smear with loin, lashkev aset, keep the hair in place. Basidoso, Lomatimenu, even a little bit lower than that. Loser Sayer Dak Vuandifun. If you have Swishad small hair growing, like on a beard, it's lower than a temple. She had hair growing, she used to put lime there to take off the hair. So the Mara Bazet Lemaimu, the Shir, the Reb Yud and Nafish. Mazai said, Yud is saying a bigger Shir than the Rabbonin. Because if Yud is saying Kukola, that's more than the Etzpektana. It's a bigger Shir. Rashi, the Maimu, the Shir, the Reb Yud and Nafish. But to me, of a Kaimlon, Gabi, Gami, the Shir, the Reb Yud and Zutra. Or Machu, the Shir, the Shabbos. So how can they say here, it means you need so much lime to put over the whole temple, it's a bigger Shir. And the Mara, Kaimlon, the Shir, the Rabbonin Nafish. And the Gemara, Zutra mit Rabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is smaller than the Rabbonin, but Nafish mit Rabbechemia. It's only bigger than the Nechemia Shita. Rashi, Mishani, Nafish mit Rabbechemia, Zutra mit Rabbonin. The Yamri lost to Etzpektana. The Rabbonin say you have to smear over the whole Etzpektana. And if you hold just enough to smear over the temple, Mashmut's a smaller shear. Just it's bigger than the Nechemia shear. But in my Meisvei, it's still shear. That can't be the Pshat, and we smear the lime on the temple's take off the head that's growing downwards. Meisvei, I'm a Rebbe. Near and different Rebbe Yehuda that says you need lime to smear on the temples, on the Kilkala, Bechovet. Bechovet Rashi, Sid Hanimuach, very smooth lime. Hanimuach, very liquidy. But Mayim Harbi, Shuwasi Losa Kukola. That's used to smear on Kukola. We'll soon see what Kukola means. Mashanki, but different Rebbe Nechemia Bebetis. That's a little, that's lime, that's a little thicker, harder lime. Now, we saw the two shiurim are Reb Nechemia and Reb Yehuda. One means the hair right under the line, the temple, and one means the hair further down. But the Ma'i Dividi Chavit, both of these two places, it's shchiach to put wet lime. So how could you say that the Nechemia Shita is good when you have thick lime? If the Stolim are taken off the hair on the temple, they both have the same shear. Both of them need liquidy lime, and not basis, not the thick lime. So it doesn't stim. El Amr Rab Yitzchok, Amri Dvei Rab Ami. Andifa, what does it mean to say? It means Andifa. What's Andifa, Rashi? Rashi Idividi Kukol Rab Andifa Tavayu Besit Chavid. When the Muach Sad Noisei. It's very liquidy lime is good. Andifa, it means Kli Cheres. It's talking about type of a Kli Cheres, earthly Kli. For Loi Shnei Dodin, the two spouts to it that the yarn comes out. Achas Lamala, one spout is higher up. V'achas Lamata. You want to fill up this clay, you hold up the spout, that's too high, two parts to it. So the type of a clay that you store wine in, and you want to stuff it up when you want to fill it up. So you stuff it up with wine. People waste their money. That you don't put wine into a clay cheris, you ruin the wine. There can't be pshat here. We're talking about you making marks on the kli. Trashnasis means simonim kli cheres godol. Veshpoi blitas kimin agoizim katanim ad kanasur. You have a big glass, and you want to make simonim on the glass to know how much is a saw, how much are two saws, how much are three saws. So you have a big kli, and you just smear a little bit sid on the side to make like a mark to know how big it is. That's what it is. That's a small shield. Like Masid. Trashnasis, kritnan. Shnosos hoyu, they used to have in the Beis Hamikdash, used to have the keli, what had shurim on him. Behin akan, lapar. They used to have a shear of a hin, for yayin, that's used for the carbon of a par. Akan lyil, this is how much yayin you use for an ayil. Akan lekevis. So that's what it means here also. It's a small shear to put the lime on the kli. Your boy is saying, mamayan difa apusia. What's this apusia? Drashi apusia, padachas, shleibe mokim shelahadim. Stam, enough lime to smear on the forehead. Stam, to make your forehead red. It's like makeup. It's not made to take off the hair. Stam, made to make your forehead red. V'chiho dihu baglila. The maisa with the baglila, the glory of the bubble came to bubble. The Yomrele, they told him, kum doris tonu b'maisa makova. Give us a drosha to talk about maisa makova, which really it's also to dashim rab maisa makova. Maisa makova is only mutter to learn b'yechidus, not rabim. Omalu, they told him, Edris Lechu, Kedorish Reb Nechemia Lechavri. Dash like Nechemia de Lechavri. For Nafik, when he started to dash, Nafik Arisa Min Kaisel, Arashi Tzira, a hornet, came out of the Kaisel, Omachte Biendafi, hit him on his forehead, or missing, he died. The Omalu, Mindiloi Dole. Rashi Mindiloi Dole means, Miyodoi Hoysa Zois, you caused upon yourself.
You shouldn't learn the Maisa Makovo. So see, a panda here means the forehead. That's Pshat Al Mishnah also. Enough, a small amount of lime that they didn't use to cut off the hair with. They just put a little bit on the forehead to make the forehead red.
We're holding the Mishnah and of Peyam at base. So the Mishnah, Adoma, what's the Shia Choshev of Adoma, a piece of ground, to Nechai for carrying out on Shabbos, is Kechaisim Hamartzufim. Enough of ground to make a Chaisim, to make a seal Hamartzufim, that's like a suitcase that you carry out things. And used to put a Chaisim from Adoma. So Drashi, Matzufim, Sakin, Asun, Miklipas, Eitz, Godush, Neisim, Bepamaktiyot. Used to carry around in their suitcase the sales, what they would sell, and they would seal it up with a chosim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the Vachom Maimrim kechosim higoros. Chom say a smaller shear, enough to seal up a letter. Zrashi shlo yikra ishbehem. They don't want people to read the letters, so they used to seal it up with adamam. That's a choshev b'shir adam, and you can make a seal on a letter. Zevel zati mishnah, what's the shear to carry out zevel on Shabbos? That's manure. That's what use for fertilizing. Rels v'chil hadak, like sand, very thin sand. Kadei lezav klach shakruv, enough to put and fertilize a klach, one stalk from a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, v'chom maimrim, v'chom seiv, the smaller shear, de lezav krisha, enough to fertilize to put on top of a leek, like krisha zatrashi kaflot v'shur v'zutim shakruv. It's a smaller shear than a cabbage. Chil hagas, what's a choshev shear of thick sand to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv? Chol hagas, thick ones. They liten amolei kavsit. They used to mix it up into the lime, enough like a handful to put into lime. Trashi and Mishnah. They liten amolei kav, a spoonful to put into the seed. Trashi amolei kavsit. More forish kavsha sayodin. It means the spoon that the sayodin people working in lime used to use. Kolnis, a kornet, said the Mishnah. What's the choshev shear by a reed to carry yet on Shabbos to be chayiv for? Kedei last is kolnis, enough to make a pen. Used to make pens out of reeds, so that's a shear. V'yemoye over, let's say the reed was too thick to make a pen out of it. Oy merusam, or else there was like cracks in it. You couldn't use it for a pen. How much? What's the shear then to be chayiv for carrying yet on Shabbos a kornet? Kedei lavashu by beitz akala, shir beitzim, enough to burn to make fire to be able to cook the easiest egg that's cooked. Trufa, the egg is already scrambled up. Unesuna beyufa, so put into a pot. It's the easiest way of cooking the egg, that much kona to make the fire, yechayif with, if you carry that on Shabbos. Zati Gemara, al mole kavsit, what's the shear for choyel hagas, that means a thick sand, thick like sand, is to mix it in with lime. Tona, Kedeliten al pi kasha sayodim, means to put on the pi on the opening of the spoon that sayodim use. So the more man tana the choil malale lesid, who's the tana gal mishnah says they used to put the choil, the sand into the seed, mashkin was good for it. Rav Chizda Rav Yehudi, it goes according to Rav Yehudi. Titania, lo yisra dodim es beisrei besid. I say after the churban abai, azeich the churban, you're not supposed to put nice white lime on the outside of the house, it's too fancy. Unless you mixed inside with some straw or some chayil, that's the Tanakama. Mashma, if you mix chayil in the seed, it takes away from the whiteness, it's not so choshev, so it ruins the seed. That's why it's mutav. If you do a teven mutav, if you mix straw, that type of ruins the seed. Of a chayil osa, even though you put some sand inside it, it's still osa, because mashma, according to you, the sand is good for the seed. That's Pshat Al Mishnah, the shear of sand is that you put into the pea or the spoon of a lime. And why is that the Gemara? Mutter Yechel Zosem, if Ne Shu Tarchsid. He's a beautiful that the Chel makes the lime even stronger. So it's good for the lime. That's why you put the sand into it, and therefore it's still also to make the house that way. Rav Amnei, I feel Temerabon, even if you want to say really choyel makes it darker, it ruins the lime a little bit. Because lime is nice and white, and now that you have the choyel inside that makes it ruined, it takes away from the whiteness. So why should we be mishai or such a sheer eye, the curve, which ruins it, people won't use choyel when the handling would sit?
The Teretz is Afil Temerabona Kikula Izel Tekune Faker. Since this sand is being mekalkel the lime, it takes away from the whiteness of it. Therefore, now you're allowed to use this lime and shmir your house on the outside. Therefore, people will use it. So mikra din it's bad, but mikra din it's also to use the white lime to make your outside of the house white. What's the heter? If you add some dirt, so some sand, chol hagas, that's going to make the lime a little bit dirty, now it's mutter to use it. So therefore people put the sand inside the seed and in order to have a heter to use it. Therefore that's the shchosh of a shear, how much sand you use for the seed. But koner zogt de gemara kedei lasas kum, that's the Mishnah's din, that you have to have a reed long enough to make a pen. Tana kum es ha-megila kishri etzbois, has to be, the pen has to be long enough that you write with and ends to the knuckles of your hand, the kishri etzbois, of the joints of your hand. Boy Ravashi, kesher el yun, does mean the top kesher el yun, oi kesher atachton, or else the bottom kesher teiku. What's called kesher el yun, what's called kesher tachton, is it Rashi? Kesher el yun shel emtsa yad, the middle of the hand itself, that's called el yun. Oi kesher atachton shel emtsa etzba, or else it means in the fingers itself, the joints of the middle of the fingers. Like more by teiku, is how long does the reed have to be? The reed was too thick, it's not right to make a pen out of it, then you need the shear to cook the easiest egg. Tona, trufa b'shemen, the egg was already scrambled, mixed up with oil. Right, it's easier to cook that way. Tirashi shemeheros lavashla, it cooks even faster if it has shemen inside it. Unesune b'yufis, it was also put in the pot already. Omale ma brei, the ravina, le brei, he's the Ravina, he's the son, Mishmi Lucha Beitzakala Mahi. Did you hear, did you learn, what's around the Mishnah Beitzakala? What's called a Beitzakala? An easy egg to be cooked. Omalei B'yusa De Tiltzula. That's Rashi said, that's a oif cotton, an egg of a smaller bird. So he thought about the egg is so small, it's easy to cook it. So the Baruch Zoy, my time, what are you saying this morning? Mishum De Zutra, of course, it's a small bird, therefore the eggs are very small. Eimud, it's a pirter. Why don't you even say a smaller shear? Say a smaller bird, it's pirter. Ishtik kept quiet. Omalei, the answer, Nachamo, Midi Shmilucha Bohot, did you hear anything about this? What's Shana Mishnah? What's called the Beitza Kala? Omalei, Hochi Yomer Rav Sheshis. This is what Rav Sheshis said. What's Shana Beitza Kala? It means like a Beitza Tanagulis, like our chicken eggs. Oh my korla beitza kala, why is it called an easy egg? Val shiure chachomim, shom the chomim shat top. Ein lecho beitza kala levashel, there's no easier egg to be cooked. Yoysim e beitza tanagurlis, more than the egg of a tanagurl, of a chicken. If the chicken egg is the easiest egg to be cooked up, what does that mean easy? It cooks up fastest. Oh my shino, kol shiure shabbos ke gregorius, vache ke beitza, stamakasha. Any shear, what's no gay to eichlem on shabbos, we say the shear is alamoto gregorius. A dried out date. How come here if you're shatzing up, how much kona you have to carry out on Shabbos? They're saying it's a chosh of a kona to be able to cook oichel. How much oichel? A beitza. So why are we mishar the shear of a whole beitza? We should mishar how much it is to cook up the size of the gregris of a beitza. And the more anachanami, or malay, hochi yom rab nachman, ki gregris mi beitza's kala. How much of the egg has to be cooked up? What's the shear? How much reeds do you need to make the fire to be able to cook eggs? In the chnami, only a gregris of the egg. Once you can mavasho the size of a gregris of an egg, that's enough kona to be chayef for. Shrashi ki gregris, mi beitza tanagurlis, shima meheris lavasho, that cooks very fast, very easy. But like a beitza shleim mishura, in the chnami, you don't have to be mishayer how long it'll take you to cook the whole egg. It's enough to be mishayer how long it'll take you to cook the size of a gregris of an egg. Yeah, that's the Mishnah. Etzem.